Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Doug Harris, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. So big news today. Well, there's two things. Javi Baez goes yard in the 11th inning, 3-run shot, and the Detroit Tigers with a walk-off win over the Boston Red Sox. Hang another L on Alex Bregman, who went 1-for-6 in the game, and a very, very gratifying win in a highly entertaining baseball game. He had 2 3-run home runs, did Javi Baez. Big hits in that game from Trey Sweeney and Jace Young. Home run from Spencer Torkelson. Wasn't really the best pitching performance we've seen. 7 pitchers and 5 of them gave up runs. But, hey, you're not going to have it every night. And anytime you beat the Red Sox, that's a good thing.
Yeah, 14 hits, 9 runs is not ideal.
Allowed, yeah. No, it's not. But the story of the game was Baez. It was a magical, magical moment. And you just, you know, it's one of those things. What was the there was a movie back in the day called Bull Durham. Perhaps you remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a line in that movie, "Don't F with a hot streak." Except it was used quite literally in the movie, "Don't F with a hot streak." Right. And Javi Baez is white hot right now. And it's great to see. I mean, this is one of the most incredible career resurrections we have seen here in Detroit. It wasn't a small sample size of him struggling since he got here. It was a rather large sample size. It was 3 seasons. And, you know, there was all kinds of got to get rid of him talk. How do you get rid of him? The problem was nobody was going to take on the contract, and the only way to get rid of him was to flat out cut him. Well, he was basically going to get paid either way. So it really didn't help you get better. It would have been a punitive cut. If Javi was blocking somebody or had a bad attitude or was in some way negatively impacting the team, it would have made sense regardless how much it cost. But none of those things appeared to be true. There wasn't some great young player that he was taking at bats away from. There wasn't any financial gain for letting him go because you still had to pay him. So the Tigers were kind of stuck, and I'm sure they didn't envision this, right? Let's not overplay that card. But by just seeing what they could get out of him, they've managed to put themselves in a position where this was possible. This was possible. Not predictable, not expected, but possible because he was still here. Whoever saw this coming?
Yeah,
I don't know that any. Here's what we got. We only have liars. If you saw this coming, you're a liar.
I mean, I think at best it may have been an approach that I took. Like, hey, let's see what happens after the surgery. And, yeah. And I wasn't thinking this was going to happen. Just that maybe he might be average. Maybe he could be functional mm-hmm. for this team. I didn't expect anything close to this, and I'm thrilled that this is what's happened. It's a short sample size. It's early in the season, but he does look different approach, different stance, and it's paid off. And I mean, the two home runs, the six RBIs last night, just it continues on the pace. It wasn't like last night was the one game he's had. It was the best game he's had. But he's been doing this for most of the season thus far. Maybe not the home runs. He didn't start hitting home runs until a couple weeks ago, but he was hitting. Now, the next part, if it comes through, is really going to take it to another level. That's if he can start drawing some walks. But his strikeout rate is lower. He's not chasing as much. And, you know, last night I was actually astounded watching the at-bat in the 11th inning, because you would think every pitcher knows, throw the sweeper, sweep it away. And that they threw him something right in the wheelhouse, and he crushed it. He didn't miss it. Thank you, Javi Baez, for doing that. Thank you to the pitcher for serving up that meatball.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that wasn't his intention. And based upon the catcher's reaction, if you didn't see it.
I'm guessing that's not the location he wanted.
Yeah, go check out the most recent tweet we have, which quotes DJ Easy Rock and Rob Bass, Joy and Pain. You've got Javi Baez celebrating, and the catcher, who is just disgusted.
You know, last night they did have sunshine and rain, too.
Narvaez is... His walk away, his turn, he can't even look. He's like, are you blanking kidding me? We did ask a question on Twitter just to see where this would lead. We got the arrow pointing straight up for three Detroit teams. Lions are 15-2 last year, and they're going to be back and healthier next year, right?
To start the season, yeah.
Pistons have a great young roster, and the East is looking at a potential changing of the guard with what's happened with Boston and Tatum out, and is going to be out into next year in Cleveland. Oof, Cleveland.
Woof.
And the Tigers have the best record in baseball. Who is best set up to win a title? Is the question. You have an hour left to vote. Go vote and comment at Doug and Gator 971. Who do you suspect is winning this poll? Lions, Pistons, or Tigers? Best Lions. Set up to win a title.
Probably the Lions.
Number two?
Tigers.
Okay. And number three, Gator?
That would be the Pistons.
Yeah, well done. Yeah, that's it. Now, the percentages kind of surprised me. In third place with 2.2% of the vote, the Pistons.
Wow.
In second place with 35.9% of the vote, the Tigers. 62% say it's the Lions.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's that far between the Pistons and Tigers. Yep. I'm not surprised that most people think it's the Lions. My rationale was the Tigers made it to the playoffs last year. They won a playoff series. They damn near won a second playoff series. And they've started off this year playing best baseball so far. Whereas the Pistons, they didn't win the playoff series they played in. They could have. In my mind, they should have, but they didn't. I'm encouraged by that, but I still think there are steps to take. The Tigers might be there. I mean, they're already, like I said, they're playing better baseball than anybody else right now. So...
248-539-9797. All right, we promised it. The best of what A.J. Hinch... told our morning show, and he was pretty entertaining as always, pretty insightful as always. And we'll start with AJ Hinch, his take on last night, the dramatic win over the Boston Red Sox. Here's what Tiger manager AJ Hinch told our morning show. Okay, we just got word that one didn't transfer. We got the other three. Okay, number two is, why is Javi suddenly a stud? Here's what AJ Hinch had to say. Well, the focus on the defense taking the pressure on the offense is a really interesting possibility here. Made some adjustments, and at one point they asked, "Are they going to move him up in the lineup?" And he said, "No, no. Who am I going to move down? And B, this is working." You know, they're one of the most, they've second most runs in the American League. He's not interested in changing anything right now. Leave it the way it is.
I mean, it's hard to argue with that. Like last night after the game, and AJ Hinch is talking with everybody, and they said, yeah, what about Javi moving up? Want to move him up higher in the lineup? And he's like, would you? Mm-hmm. And then apparently the reporter answered no. And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't either, but he's going to hit eighth. So he gets to move up to eighth.
All right, so here he is. This is AJ's take on last night's dramatic win. Yeah. There aren't a lot of regular season games that will resonate throughout of, like last year, the regular season game that gets referenced the most.
The Little League game?
The Little League game. Williams Park game. I feel like the Javi game. This one's going to be hard to top. It's going to be hard to top.
Oh, it was an awesome moment last night. It's not going to be any kind of turning point in the season because the Tigers are the best team in baseball.
Yep.
So it's not like, oh, from here on, we're look, I loved it last night. I thought I lost a little bit of my voice last night sitting at home watching it and screaming. I kept smiling for a good 15 minutes after the game. I just had a smile on my face. So it is a great moment. And then tonight they try to go for the sweep with Tarek Skubal on the hill. Yep. I like that. I think I'll go to the game tonight.
I'll take this scenario. Are you going tonight?
I think I'll go tonight.
Attaboy. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback. Also, AJ talked about Skubal getting the baseball tonight, amongst other things. Hear what he had to say coming up at 12:22 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently or maybe has been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win. But here's the deal. This is the thing you need to take advantage of. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets. If your first $5 bet wins, so go find a prop bet. Move the number, the Joker to score over 10 points. You won't get a big return on your $5 bet, but you will get the $200 in bonus bets. So visit FanDuel.com/Doug to join today. FanDuel's the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued. It's non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Buzz in the air following last night's Tiger win over the Boston Red Sox, drawing the Tigers into a tie with the Dodgers as the best team in baseball, which is kind of the feeling we all had after that season opening series, right? These are the two best teams in the game.
Right.
Didn't everybody think that? No? Been incredible what the Tigers have done here. And 13 games over 500, 28-15 on the year. Let's go to Rico and Romulus. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Rico.
Hello.
Hey, Rico.
All I'm saying is this. Yeah, I'm here. All I'm saying is this. When they signed Javi Baez, he was supposed to be a superstar or at least a good player, but he had certain issues. Now he's all of what they thought is coming to fruition. So let's just ride it out. Let's ride it out and see what Javi Baez does and the rest of the – because they have a lot of young superstars. Let's see what happens. I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
I don't know what – did he ask us a question?
I don't think so. I mean, does that go back to the people that the one texted said trade him or whatever?
Yeah, I don't know what he's referencing.
They should have waved him before.
I had a follow-up question, but he hung up before. Could ask it. Rico, yeah, ride it out, of course. I don't think they should bench him. I think he should continue to play. And the good news is what's really going to be fascinating is A.J. Hinch is really good at matchups, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's about to get more pieces offensively that can put even more players in advantageous positions. Like, you know, when Parker Meadows comes back, does Javi become more of a regular at third base? I mean, that's the thing about what this player is. If you said in the offseason, Tigers are going to acquire a player, he's going to be their best offensive player. He's going to play shortstop. He might long-term be the third baseman. And he's going to play center field. And he's going to do all of them reasonably well. He's going to hustle on the base paths. be a smart base runner. Last night, when they tried the back pick at third, you know, takes his lead in foul territory. So if the ball gets hit and it hits him, he's not out because he's in foul territory. Run back in fair territory. And that's what he did, and the ball hit him. Took the lead in foul territory, ran back to the base, and the ball hit him and rolls into left field. Manufactures a run out of that. He's a smart base. If you said prior to the season, we're going to give you this player, player X, you'd be like, what a great acquisition. That's what he's been.
He's been great.
Yep.
Better than expected. Nobody thought this was coming this year.
Nope. All right. So I just mentioned they're going to get some pieces back. Matt Vierling is very close. So the question was asked of AJ Hinch, where does Vierling fit in? Here's what he told the morning show today. He's right about that, and these are decisions you don't have to make right now.
No, but Vierling, he's got 4 hits and 17 at-bats at Toledo, 2 home runs and 2 doubles.
Mm-hmm.
So waiting for the strength to come back. I think the strength is there, hitting for extra bases, but he wants to get him acclimated into playing third base as well. And if he hasn't played that yet, totally get it. You know, and at this point, they have the luxury of saying, take your time, wait until you're perfectly ready, then you come. They don't need to rush him up, just like they don't need to rush up Parker Meadows or anybody else. Jake Rogers, who got a start last night, got a chance to play for the first time. You know, Sawyer Gibson Long is pitching. He pitched 3 shutout innings last night.
I don't even think he's a real person.
It's just he's 3. He's got 3 names.
Sawyer Gibson and Long.
Right. He's a law firm all in himself. And Kevin McGonigal came back with a rehab assignment. So all these guys are starting to play. You know, some are going to stay in the minors, like McGonigal and Gibson Long will as well. But, you know, it's not going to be long before we start hearing about, oh, Parker Meadows, he's got 2 games under his belt at Toledo. Or, you know, Jake Rogers, he's dying to get back up here. In the meantime, you've got Dingler, who's hitting the ball really well, and Nito, who's the backup, is hitting extraordinarily well on a very small sample size, but good God, that guy's hitting well. So, all right, Jake, just, you know, when you're healthy, I guess we'll get you up here when we need to. But right now, they don't need him.
No.
They don't need a lot of these guys just yet, but they're going to. Yeah, they're right? going to. 100% they're going to.
All right, so win the first 2 games against the Red Sox with Scooble going tonight. It doesn't mean it's a punch button W, but it's a good matchup. You got to be happy about it. Here's AJ Hinch on Scooble getting the baseball tonight. Remember the start of the season for Scooble? They didn't win his first 2 starts.
Right. Has he been good lately? He's got like a 50-1 strikeout to walk ratio over his last like 5 starts.
So let's talk a little bit about what happened on the 1. Come on, Tarek.
Yeah, you want to concentrate on that?
Yeah.
Dude, you're better than that. He is, he's beyond words. And you wonder, when is it going to happen? When are they going to decide, let's make him a crazy offer to keep him here?
We don't know that they haven't, but...
No, no, they haven't, but I mean, again, that kind of stuff gets leaked out. There was the report that it made an offer that wasn't really competitive over the offseason.
We don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know if it's true or not, but it was reported out there. So, but he has been incredible. It's his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 starts. He's given up 4 earned runs in his last 6 starts.
Quick, name the last batter he walked.
Bobby Witt Jr.
Nope. Not even close.
Well, it's close because it's on the...
I know. You were looking at the box score.
No, I'm not looking at the box score. I'm just seeing his game log.
You're looking at the game log and you knew it was against the Royals. Yeah. Mikel Garcia.
There you go. Yep.
248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, you want that beautiful green weed-free lawn? Do what I do. Call Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service. That's where you get green and stay green with Natural Way. 888-GET-GREEN is the telephone number, or you can... Schedule an appointment online at naturalwaylawn.com. And for a limited time, you purchase that full lawn program and you get free grub control, but you have to mention my name, Gator, and the station's 97.1 The Ticket. You don't want to wait until you see crabgrass. That's too late. In fact, you see dandelions right now. They're starting to pop up all over the place. That's no good. Dandelions are going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients. So take care of them right now. Stop those dandelions before they go to seed. And you call right now, you get that beautiful weed-free lawn all summer long. I love Natural Way. I've used them at my house for nearly a dozen years right now. They're upfront. They're honest with you. They give you a report of what's going on with your yard after they come out. They observe what's going on and what's happening, and they say, this is what you have to work on. I got my little report card the other day. I'm very happy about it. They tailor specifically for your lawn using high-quality products, high-quality expertise. It's a locally owned company for over 35 years, Michigan owned, Michigan employees, Michigan families involved in local charities. Gotta love that. I love Natural Way. I think you will too. Give them a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Detroit Tiger extra inning win over the Boston Red Sox. Whew, that'll count as one, but that felt like a big one. Felt like a memorable one, and yeah, Javi Baez with two home runs, both three-run shots, including the walk-off. In the, a no-doubter, by the way, as soon as he swung the bat, everybody knew, every Red Sox knew, every Tiger knew, and everybody in the house knew that Javi had just won the ballgame with a three-run shot in extra innings to overcome a two-run deficit. And yeah, there was a two-run, two-out home run in the bottom of the inning. Or the top of the inning, rather, for the Red Sox. And you're like, damn it, this game was winnable, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, yeah, still got a chance, you know, runner on base. And then it was Chase Young, right? They got the hit right before Javi, and then Javi launched an absolute moonshot, and it was awesome. It was really, really cool. Tigers get the win and go for the series sweep of the Red Sox tonight at Comerica Park. 248-539-9797. Nolan's in Rochester and on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nolan.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
I just want to say real quick about Baez. I think we're definitely past the point where this is just a hot streak. He's definitely been tearing it up, obviously, to begin the year. So I think we're past that point. But I did have a question about all the guys in AAA, especially like Verling, Rogers, Meadows and stuff. When it is time for them to get brought up, I mean, with everyone so hot right now, who do we send down? I feel like when Rogers is ready, Nito might be the one sent down and maybe Jehan, but you know, it's a good problem to have. You have so many pieces, but at the same time, it's like, who do you send down? Or
I think the easiest,
you know?
I think the easiest one is when Veerling is ready to come back up, that Chase Young goes down. I mean, he's not hitting. He had the hit last night and it's great, but it's like .111 or .114 on the season. It's not good enough. And I think he's pressing at times, and, it's obvious that Veerling is the guy that you want here. So if you got to send somebody off the roster for the time being, I think that's the easy button. After that, it might still be the easy button. Jake Rogers comes back, it'll be Nito that goes down. You're not going to send down Dylan Dingler. He's been great. So when Meadows comes back, that's a tougher decision. Because
yeah, no, I definitely agree with that, especially with Young not hitting. His defense has been pretty good. And then on top of that, too, do you think, you know, if everyone continues to perform and stuff, that come deadline time that they'll move some of these pieces around for a bigger name?
It might. I mean, you'd have to pair them with a prospect or two. I mean,
The fact is, because I was thinking about this last night, if they're going to make a move at the trade deadline and acquire a significant piece, the team that they're trading with, not only will that team be able to get a prospect, a top prospect in return, but they can also get major league ready players because the Tigers have like a logjam of this. So it's not like, okay, I'll take Kevin McGonigal and give me Justin Henry Molloy or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's the type of thing that we could see happen down the road. I mean, let it play out and see where they're at that point. And it's the same thing with all these players when they're ready to come back. You know, Parker Meadows still hasn't taken the bat in the minor leagues this year. And we know that the bat was a little slow to get started last year, but once it got going, great. So he's going to have to prove that he's ready to make the jump back to the majors because he can hit the ball just fine at the minor league level. But until then, what a luxury it is,
dude,
to have Javi Baez doing what Javi Baez is doing at center field.
Yeah, the beginning of the call where he said it's beyond where we call it a hot streak. You very well may be right. I think that's why, I mean, we talked about this last hour when we had the Jim Bowden quote that the Tigers are for real. The Tigers are for real. There's no doubt that the Tigers are for real. And that implies that, yeah, this is more than just hot streaks, a bunch of hot streaks that has this team playing. Well, they're legitimately good, which is great. Speaking of baseball, I did not expect this. Maybe we should have known it was coming. I don't remember hearing you talk about it or Kang talk about it. What did you make of the news yesterday that reinstates Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson to baseball?
Well, what it does is that baseball ends the banishment now because the commissioner, Rob Manfred, decides that, okay, once a player has died, that the banishment ends. So all this means now is that they can be available to the, or eligible, I should say, for the Hall of Fame. They still have to get voted in if that's the case. It's still going to be a tough sell to get those guys in because of what they did or what they're alleged to have done. Back with Shoeless Joe Jackson in the Black Sox scandal of 1919, where they fixed the World Series, you could make the argument that Shoeless Joe may have gotten paid, but he sure wasn't throwing the games because he hit really well in that series and played really well in that series. But nonetheless, he was part of the group that was banned and didn't have this long Hall of Fame career because he was banned from baseball at the age of 32, despite having this, I think it was a 350-something career average, and arguably his best season was his 1919 season, where he hit over 100, drove in over 100 runs, hit 380-something, and had his career high in home runs that year, in a year with people aren't hitting home runs. I think it was the 1920 season, whatever it was. Pete Rose is a different story. Pete Rose has several issues against him. You know, it's the one thing where he admitted to gambling on baseball as a manager. And whether it, who cares if it's just to win or not. I mean, that was the thing he always went, I only bet on my team to win. All right, whatever. But then there was evidence.
It would really create the reason why that's a problem. Sorry to interrupt. Yeah. Because it probably creates suspicion with the bookies on the days you don't bet on your team to win, or those days you started Mario Soto and immediately drained your bullpen because you had to win that game because you had money on it. Like, there's just no, you can't. You just those are reasons why you can't do it.
But part of me is the baseball fan. Mario Soto. Nice job.
Thank you.
Part of me as a baseball fan, though, says, well, okay, that's Van Pete as a manager then. As a baseball player, he's the hit king. 4,200 hits. But then there was evidence that came out in 2015 that there's a notebook from one of his associates that shows that he did bet on baseball games when he was a player. I don't know how legit that is, but if that's there, that's tough to do. Not to mention off-field stuff, too. Alleged to have, an inappropriate relationship with a girl who was not 16, like he thought she was 16, which would have been the age of consent in Ohio at the time. That, I mean, there's a lot of stuff with Pete Rose that is just like, you're not going to get in.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough for you to get in when you were so defiant throughout your life that you weren't doing anything wrong when you were clearly doing things wrong. When baseball said, stay away from gambling and we'll consider it. And he's setting up shop in Vegas, and he's gambling every day of his life on sports and on baseball. I doubt that the voters are going to vote you in.
I just hope that this comes with a loud and clear message. This doesn't have to be something that's done publicly, although I don't think it wouldn't hurt publicly. But at least an internal memo to all of the players in a day and age where there is more accessibility to gambling than ever before, that at the very least an internal memo should go around. Just because we did this does not mean you won't be kicked out of the game, and we still take this very seriously. Yeah. Don't misinterpret this as us easing up on gambling. Like, you have to send a loud and clear message to the players, the managers, everybody in the game. Don't misinterpret this. I do think it's a little weird, the timing, and I do think that there's a justifiable sensitivity to how easy it is to gamble. That it, I would think that that they want to make sure that nobody looks at this the wrong way.
Part of me thinks it's worse to, okay, I'm going to end a banishment after you die. It's like, and then you can become eligible, and if you get voted in, it's like posthumously, and it's like, I mean, it's brutal.
Why is it worse?
I said, part of me thinks it. I don't think it is, but part of me thinks that just because it's like the family wants to, you know, honor the, they want to have the player honored because they had a Hall of Fame career, like Pete Rose did, right? Mm-hmm. But now it's you were banished. You thought that wasn't a possibility, and then okay, now that he's dead, okay, now we'll consider it. Well, you want that player to be able to, you know, enjoy enshrinement into the Hall of Fame while he's still alive, but of course they're not going to do it.
I don't want gambling guy to enjoy
it. I'm not saying he should. I totally understand why Pete Rose is not in the Hall of Fame. I'm not endorsing him to go in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying this situation, it doesn't have to, you can be banned for other things too. It just seems like it's almost throwing salt on the wound. Oh yeah, he's eligible now, but not going to happen.
Straight ahead, the Detroit Lions quarterback coach on the backup quarterback spot and why they brought in Kyle Allen and the new offensive coordinator. He has a glowing review on his first impression of a player in Detroit. Hear what they had to say coming up starting at 12:48 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh for the University of Michigan Credit Union. If you're ready for your dream car, UMCU is here to help. They have auto loan rates starting as low as 4.5% APR and zero payments for the first 6 months. You can drive now and pay later. Applying is easy, online or at a branch. And their team is with you every step of the way. Plus, the same great rate applies to both new and used vehicles. Don't wait. It's a limited time offer. Become a member by visiting umcu.org to get started. Insured by NCUA.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
All right, Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 to take a big news of the day if you're just joining us. Outside of Javi Baez's walk-off home run is Lions schedule release. Two things. Lions and Packers will open the season in Green Bay, 4:25 start, and the Lions will play on Christmas Day against the Minnesota Vikings in Minnesota. That was hinted at by Rob Wood a couple months ago, or last month, or whenever it was. When he said publicly, you know, and we may have a Christmas game, and we're like, how do we feel about a Christmas game? What I'm finding is the feedback we've gotten is probably 50-50 upset about the Christmas game. The feedback we've gotten is probably 90-10 upset about it being on Netflix. People are upset that it's a Netflix game, although often the streaming services games are picked up by the local markets, by an affiliate in the local markets, so probably won't be exclusive to Netflix. But I mean, it's been going around that I think Fox Sports 1 has added a streaming service, and they're going to park some football games on streaming. So to see every NFL game this year, you will need upwards of 10 different streaming services.
Wow.
It's all different wording to basically say we're adding an additional overcharge. That's all this is. Wording it that way.
We got another leak game.
Another Lions leak game?
Yep. Week 6, Sunday Night Football. The Detroit Lions at the Kansas City Chiefs.
So you know what this is? Which a weird trend here is that every elite game has been a Lions road game.
Yes. Is that right?
Does that mean
first game of the season, Christmas Day, and now week six?
That'll be October the 14th, I believe. Oh, I'm sorry, October 12th. October 12th.
My brother's birthday.
I know. I think that's why they're doing it.
Right. He's a big fan.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here we go. The Lions quarterback coach Mark Brunell spoke yesterday. One of the offseason stories that caught people's attention was they brought in another quarterback, a veteran quarterback in Kyle Allen. Why do you bring in Kyle Allen? Here's so the obvious question is, what does this mean for Jake Fromm's future? Oh, I'm sorry. Hendon Hooker's future. Is Jake Fromm even still with him anymore?
I think they let him go.
Everybody wants to know what it means for Hendon Hooker. Hendon Hooker is a really interesting guy because I think there are people that are super intrigued what it means like about Hendon Hooker and like want to see him and see him develop. And I think there are other people that really just don't care because if you're going to the backup quarterback, you're probably in trouble. There is a element of who can win you a game when they take over in the second quarter. Who can win you a game this Sunday if the quarterback has a one-week issue? Who they should play.
Or Thursday or Monday.
Or Monday or Christmas Day or July 4th or whenever they're scheduled to play. I mean, if Hooker's the best man for the job, so be it. If not, I don't care. Like they're trying to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They're not trying to develop Hendon Hooker, although they are trying to develop, but that's not the primary goal.
No, I mean they're trying to develop a backup quarterback so he can step in that situation. Does that mean that he couldn't start in the NFL? No, it doesn't mean that at all. It just means that they've got a clear number one guy. It's Jared Goff. Everything else is just bringing players up to speed. So I get it, and I'm one of Hendon Hooker's biggest fans. I imagine he's not going to get much of an opportunity in Detroit, and when all is said and done, when his contract comes up, is it after this year or is it after next year? That he'll walk away after next year, I guess. So it's because he'll get an opportunity somewhere else. But in the meantime, loving what the Lions have because they have a top 10 quarterback in the league in Jared Goff. They have a great offensive line. They have an excellent offense. Their defense, when healthy, will be one of the better defenses in the National Football League. It's all about, at this point, as a Lions fan, I think the easy button to hit is it's all about injuries. If they can avoid major injuries, this team is going to be contending for a Super Bowl. That's how they're constructed. That's the likelihood. They dealt with injuries last year and went 15-2. Unfortunately, lost in the playoffs. But if you're going to tell me that injuries aren't going to be a problem, I'm going to tell you this team is going to be contending for a Super Bowl.
We have another schedule leak as it pertains to the Lions. This is because somehow, some way, a beat reporter that covers the New York Giants for Jersey.com named Art Stapleton.
Oh, Artie.
Has released the Giants' entire schedule. Week 12, is this Thanksgiving? Is week 12 Thanksgiving?
Week 12 is not Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I don't think. Week 12 goes from the 20th to the 26th.
Of November?
Yeah. Well, it might be.
It sounds a lot like Thanksgiving time.
Well, because I forget. The next week, I don't know. Let me look at my calendar.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving is the 27th, and there's a game on the 20th. The week 13 is the 27th.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Good. The week before Thanksgiving, the Lions will host the New York Giants.
So the Lions host the Giants on the 23rd, and then a few days later, they'll play Thanksgiving football.
So they basically get a bye before the Thanksgiving game. That's dedicated to you, Mr. Valenti.
Oh, boy. I don't think he's going to disagree with that.
Probably not. So Lions host the Giants the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So there you go. How do you feel about a beat writer releasing the entire schedule? Because you know what? That is sabotaging the ratings for tonight's show. And we don't want to see the league miss out on maximum ratings, and hence the owners can't make all the money they can possibly make. This guy should be fired.
Someone's credentials can be revoked in 3, 2, 1. Unless it's strategic that the NFL says, we're giving you our schedule. Do with it what you will.
I don't know, man. This league is all about making it, squeezing every last penny out. And this,
well, why are all these other leagues happening? This is what they do. This, there's a rhyme and reason to what they do.
I don't think they wanted somebody to release the whole schedule.
Well, it's just one team. It's one team's whole,
right? Schedule. But I'm saying, I bet they didn't want that. All right. So you heard from Mark Brunell on why they brought in Kyle Allen. What does it mean for the backup quarterback position? Here's what the Lions quarterback said. You hear that, Gator? Your boy's not going to be handed a job.
No kidding. Stop.
So that's Mark Brunell talking about Hendon Hooker and where he belongs in the, or what he's got to do to win that job. Coming up, John Morton, the offensive coordinator, very impressed with One Lion. You'll hear what he had to say today at 106 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.